Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The First Mystery. So many of us love the idea of being self-reliant. Self-reliance is, in fact, a particularly American ideal. It conjures up some kind of pioneer, homesteader mentality. People who don't rely on the government, don't even necessarily rely on other businesses, people who can take care of themselves. It's kind of comforting, a secure feeling to think you don't depend on anyone else, that you, yourself, can handle anything and supply yourself with everything you need. Well, that might be a nice idea, but it's a total illusion. It's a completely misguided idea. And when you make it your ideal, you're actually setting up a false idol, one that goes directly counter to love of God and love of neighbor. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The truth is that none of us come into this world being self-sufficient. We all depend on our parents for every single physical need we have. That kind of dependence lasts a long time. And for nearly all of us, it doesn't actually go away. Now, we may fantasize about being some kind of primitive survivalist, but we actually depend on society for just about everything. Practically, none of us can grow our own food, sew our own clothes, build our own houses, design our own power tools, or construct our own TV and develop our own TV programming and movies. It's ridiculous, really, that we talk about self-sufficiency when we depend on other people for everything. So why not stop pretending and just admit that we're not enough for ourselves? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. One of the biggest illusions of being self-sufficient is when you have a lot of money. We even have that silly phrase, independently wealthy. But of course, the fact that money has any value at all depends completely on other people. All money only has value if other people are willing to give you things for it. And if, for some reason, a bunch of people become uninterested in your little green bills or your lines of code in a bank computer or in Bitcoin, well, then your money doesn't mean a hill of beans. Now, maybe you feel confident that a lot of people will continue to value Bitcoin or gold or the American dollar for the foreseeable future, but that just means you feel like you can rely on the bulk of your fellow men and women to keep taking care of you in exchange for these little symbols. And if you feel like you can rely on a bunch of other people to take care of you, guess what? It means you're not self-reliant. You never were. You never will be. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Not only are we dependent on others for our physical needs, but also for our psychological and even our spiritual needs. Psychologically, our concepts and the words we have for them come from our culture and our cultural heritage. We rely on other people for the news, for information about what's going on anywhere we don't happen to personally be. And most importantly of all, we rely on one another spiritually. St. Paul makes that explicit again and again when he says that the church is like a body and all the members depend on one another, just as the eye and the hand depend on each other, or the head and the feet. So do each of us in the church depend upon the others. So do you see? Self-reliance, not needing or thinking we need to depend on others, that's not the way God has made us. It's a myth, an illusion, a delusion. We need each other physically, psychologically, and spiritually. What can we do to remember that?
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Maybe the reason people get deluded into thinking that they don't need anybody else is that a lot of the people we depend on are so remote from us. Our food and consumer products come from people we've never met. Our political leaders and news providers are people we've never met. And when we go to church, the people who surround us in the pews, and these are the people, remember, who we spiritually rely on, are often people we've never met. So here's a suggestion for getting your head out of the I don't need anybody delusion. God has placed people in your lives that we take for granted, that we don't take the effort we should to really spend time with them, to be interested in them, to delight in them, to share life together, to invite them to do good things together regularly, like eat meals together, take walks together, pray together, read good books together. We have people in our lives, maybe in the physical places we live, who are remote to us. We have to change that. We have to make them not remote. But you can't wait for them to make the first move. You have to do it. It's your job to initiate, to enter into relationship, because no man is an island. We all need each other. So let's act like it and build those relationships. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I want to give a shout out to Dr. Robert Rettig and his wife, Katie, because they just did their 251st or 52nd straight weekly rosary night.
Wow.
Yeah. They said they had their last one outside by the fire pit, 7 families on Zoom and 3 other families in person. And so they've been doing this for more than 5 years.
That's incredible.
It is. They are truly apostles of the rosary.
Over 250. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It's a lot of rosaries from a lot of people. I like that they do it blended, because I think it really gets the point across that no matter what it takes or what format it has to take, we need to be together.
That's exactly right. So what are your thoughts on this meditation on self-sufficiency?
My first big thought is I think this is exactly the core of, well, there's so many reasons, but I think this is a big, big cause of anxiety for so many people. When we think the best thing you can do is live on your own, support yourself, do all the work yourself in every area of your life. And it's so exhausting. And it causes so much anxiety because at the end of the day, even if you think you're self-sufficient, it just means that you have to do it all and you can't rely on yourself either.
Yeah, which
makes it sound like we're trying to push people to an insane degree of anxiety because they're like, well, now you're telling me I can't trust the economy and I can't trust myself and I can't trust my friends and I can't trust all these things that... But you gotta let all of that go, because at the end of the day, you're going to have to trust. That's the point.
Well, I mean, you make a good point. So on the one hand, we have to be responsible. God wants us to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, to think that everything depends on you is totally overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total unrealistic expectation.
But we do that because of a fear that if we don't do it, it won't happen. Because we think that we are the only thing we can control.
Yeah.
And even that is not going to save you from all the things you fear. The only thing that's going to save you is to let go of all the things that drive you crazy. Have that trust. We're always talking about them now because I think they're such a great inspiration, but always comes back to my mind is the Little Brothers and Sisters of the Lamb. They live impoverished. They hitchhike. They beg for their food, which means all the time they know they're not in control. They know even the people around them aren't to blame for everything. They just have to trust God.
Yeah.
And that seems so crazy to so many people, but I feel like part of the point of this meditation is to say, you're always relying upon God. The difference is that you don't see it. And you're living anxiety of the fear that you have to control all of it.
Yeah, I think very simply, the antidote, the solution to anxiety is to do two things. Be responsible and do what you can. Because a lot of people have anxiety because they're just procrastinating stuff.
I get that way all the time.
So on one hand, so here's a simple twofold solution to anxiety. Don't procrastinate your own responsibilities. Mm-hmm. You do what you can do. And then secondly, trust in God's providence that if you do your responsible part, He will provide mm-hmm. through other people, which means you gotta be in relationship with other people. Because
mm-hmm.
if you cut yourself off and make yourself an island, then you've cut yourself off from God's providence.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be hard, but I think this is practical for every realm of anxiety. When I talk to friends who have intense social anxiety, it's because they think that they can control how everyone feels about them. And because of that, you have a tendency to push more people away. You don't want to trust them. You don't want to rely on other people. But at the end of the day, I always remind myself that even the things I care about most, the things I'm like, that's so unquestionably good. I think of my favorite musicians, my favorite books, all that. Some people just hate it. And that's okay. It doesn't change the quality of the thing. It's still valuable. But when I think of anxiety and people with social anxiety, it's okay if people don't like you, if things don't work out. It's okay if these things do fall through, even if the economy falls through, even if all these large scale things that we're talking about fall through. It's okay. You just have to do what you're responsible for.
Yeah. And there will be others to help you no
mm-hmm.
matter what.
Mm-hmm.
This was a great lesson that my dad and his brothers and sisters learned growing up on the farm in South Dakota during the Depression. They had nothing but each other and the neighbors around them, and they all helped each other and had everything
yeah.
they needed.
Yeah.
And the most important thing they had? Friendship. Why did they have friendship? Because they had to rely on each other.
Mm-hmm.
If you want friendship, learn to rely on others.
You gotta trust, keep trusting, and you gotta let go of that anxious desire for control.
Well, Robert and Katie, way to go. You are the model for what we're trying to do. And wherever you are on this scale of you have a rosary group, you don't have a rosary group, you'd like to have one, you don't know anybody, wherever you are on the scale, we can help you, but we can't help you if we don't know you. So I'm really encouraging you to go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on Rosary Groups, and then fill out the form, because we can help every person who contacts us to take their next right step. So thanks for the conversation, Teresa.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. share this with others.